Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. You were just participating recently in the National Rural Assembly, which actually was held in St. Paul.
Right.
So tell us about sort of the overview of what that's about.
Well, it was actually started a few years ago by the Kellogg Foundation and a couple other foundations in Washington, D.C. to try and bring rural advocates and rural organizations together to form a critical mass, just to get some attention in Washington.
The squeaky wheel.
The squeaky wheel, exactly. Because, you know, as we know, the squeakiest wheel is the one that gets the grease. And a lot of the problems that we have with trying to get attention in Washington is just that the rural groups are too fragmented, too isolated, too small, basically. And so this idea is to get everybody together behind certain issues and go in to Washington with a united voice on important topics.
Were there some things that kind of stood out in terms of issues in rural America that that might get some heat in Washington?
Oh, yeah. Well, some of their top topics are broadband, getting broadband to rural America, education, making sure that education is maintained and fully funded. There's healthcare issues. There's this, the whole issue of rural youth and making sure that they don't get left behind. Housing and just those basic top issues.
Okay. There was a session that you guys had on creating wealth. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It was a very interesting session. We had some people in from Central Appalachia talking about what they're doing there. And it's not so much an issue in Minnesota, but in a lot of rural America, there's a big problem in that the wealth of the area is based in natural resources, whether it's agriculture or mining or, you know, what have you. And a lot of that, a lot of those resources are not owned locally. They're owned by somebody else who lives someplace else.
Uh-huh.
And the people who actually live there may be employees, but they're not really able to benefit from the use of those, you know, from the sale of those resources except as employees. And so what this session was about was really about how people can basically work together, trying a new business model to bring together, say, small farmers to aggregate their products and figure out new ways to sell them in better markets instead of having to sell them on the open market at whatever price mm-hmm. is dictated to them. And the same thing with mineral rights and basically controlling the quality of your landscape and your environment where you live instead of being dictated to by whoever happens to own the mineral rights in the area. And so this was just a session on how to build wealth out of what you have and gradually build that wealth into your community and build it up and keep growing on it.
Thanks for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.